For Faida Perez-Bown, the path to America has been unexpected and complicated. It was never her dream to live here. Bown grew up in the big city of Goiânia, Brazil, where she had a difficult childhood. She tells me she had an emotionally and physically abusive mother. By the time Bown was 17, she had come to the end of her rope.
I did not understand why she was that evil. And I thought, well, the best thing I can do, because I grew up in the way my grandma told me, never, ever answer parents back. And I never did. I end up trying to kill myself.
She actually tried twice. Eventually, she was able to move forward. She got married, and she and her husband moved to Japan for a couple of years. They moved back to Brazil, where they would have two children. 10 years after returning from Japan, Bound's journey to America began, even though she didn't know it yet.
The beginning, my older son, 10 years old, he has a heart attack. And I was married with his dad, but I call him my ghost husband because he never was there.
Bound says she was alone at her son's side for the 3 months he was in a coma. She lost her job and struggled with hunger. Her 5-year-old son stayed at the neighbor's. She felt desperate.
I married with this beautiful, wonderful, muscle man, but he was not there for me the time I needed. I was a god. I pray all the time. I pay my tithings. And my son was dying. What kind of god is that?
When her son came out of the coma, his doctor advised Bound that he would do better living in a colder climate than Brazil, someplace with snow. So Bound left her ghost husband once and for all. She met an American man through a church dating site. They got engaged, and he filed immigration documentation for Bound and the kids. They moved to Springfield, Missouri, but she says shortly after they got there, he turned violent.
And he threw me on a bed, closed the door, yelling with me, and my young son, he called 911 that day. Já faz tanto tempo que eu
deixei. That day changed everything. She spent 4 months in a shelter in Springfield without her oldest son. At 16 now, he was too old to stay in a women's shelter. Bound requested a transfer to Kaysville, Utah, where she could be with both of her boys. Their shelter room was small, with bunk beds on one side and a little table and tiny closet. The communal bathroom was down the hall. In the kitchen, there was a machine that dispensed coffee and hot milk.
And I always love hot milk. With nothing. And one time the rocha dropped in my cup. I cannot say for you in words, express, I never drink milk again in a shelter. Never again.
Despite the hardships, Bound appreciated her time in the shelter.
And the shelter, I am so glad how God put things in my life, because it was not my dream coming here, but it's God's plan. And the shelter I grow more than my whole life in Brazil.
While she was there, she had care from doctors and social workers. She had friends at the local Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and started getting back on her feet. After 4 months in the Kaysville shelter, Bound moved into her bishop's family's home in Linden, Utah. Her immigration documentation stated that she could not work while in the United States. She wanted something to do, so she volunteered at a greenhouse nursery. Then John Leslie Bound showed up. He came to the nursery to buy plants one day and just kept coming back. After coming over to dinner a few times, the two became inseparable until he wanted her to move back to Springfield with him. He lived in Springfield this whole time, but was in Utah visiting family. Faida was concerned about moving back to the city where her abuser lived, so much so that she and John spent 2 weeks without contact. Finally, the bishop's wife encouraged her to forgive. With that, John and Faida Bound were married and moved to Springfield. Since then, they have had a wonderful relationship, even with the trouble they've had with each other's names.
He doesn't like I call him John, because all his life people call him Les. Second language learn more and less.
Yeah.
I told him I don't want loser in my life.
He also had trouble with her name. As she told me, he said,
I always to remember your name, Faida. I need to remember Fajita. I tell good thing I like Mexican food.
I asked her when she decided to become a U.S. citizen.
When I was in shelter. When I learned here, I have all the support in the world. I found for me the right support psychologically to I can stand up for myself. I never have that.
Fayeda Bound became a U.S. citizen on June 1st, 2017. It was an emotional day.
If I have all the vocabulary in the world, I cannot express for you. I feel I'm born again. I don't know, I never win a lottery in my life, but have this diploma in my hand, a little simple paper you can throw away and tell me, I did it. Nobody did it for me. I did it.
Today, Bound is living her best life, going to OTC and hanging out with her husband, riding their motorcycle, and going out to movies and restaurants.
What's your favorite restaurant here?
My favorite, have only two. Golden Corral. It's not everybody like it, but I love Golden Corral.
There you go. That's good.
And Cantonese for Chinese.
Me too.
Even in a life of turmoil, things can turn out all right. Fayeda Bound has learned this in her journey to America.
And now I learned to love America. Not my dream, but now America is my life, is my soul.
For KSMU's Sense of Community, I'm Jess Balai.